You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I was cruising somewhere with my wife just a few days ago. And something came up about rules of the road. And I even asked her. I said, because she hates to drive. She hates to drive. If she has a choice, she's like, I don't want to drive. Please, will you drive? So I probably have been behind the wheel 98% of the time we've ever been in a car together. I have rarely been a passenger in the car when she's driving. She just doesn't like, I mean, if she goes somewhere with Zoe, she'll have Zoe drive. She's like, I don't want to drive.
All right.
Anyway, but when she does, obviously she does have to drive places by herself. I said, something came up about rules of the road and about how she is one of those persnickety people about driving. She doesn't speed. And I was asking her, I said, what is there anything in particular that you do that you would think is, if not illegal, just wrong, not socially acceptable?
Yeah.
And she kept denying that she did anything that wasn't completely adhering to the rules of the road. And then finally, she caved and she admitted to one. She said, occasionally, if I'm in the passing lane and I have passed somebody, I will not immediately get back over. I just cruise for a while in that lane. And
hell,
I said,
yeah.
I said, that's the worst thing you do, because
we all do that, right?
Yeah, you're supposed to, passing lane for passing a lane and then get back over.
Uh-huh.
But that's about the only thing which kind of irritated me. Would that irritate you?
Yeah, because it's like, really? It's like you're kind of searching for something to say that you do wrong, you know? I'm like that, though, too. I don't immediately cut right back over because I feel like it's kind of rude to the person that you passed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're really shoving it in their face like you are going way too slow.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to cut over and be a jerk. That's probably not that big a deal.
Another one I can think of is, sometimes they're, adjusting lanes on highways. I know I-70's got, some of that going on right now. And so they will temporarily put down the solid white stripe, the solid white line.
Do not cross.
Do not cross. Do not, change lanes. But there will be times when there's not a lot of traffic, hardly any cars. You look all around, there's nobody within, five car lengths of you. And I have been known to change lanes
all day
over
long.
The solid white
all
line.
All day long.
And I'm like, okay, so I know that that's the letter of the law that I'm breaking.
But it's like, it's one of those things, if nobody else is around, what's it hurting?
Yeah.
What is it hurting? Absolutely nothing. It kind of goes along with one that I do in the morning where I have occasionally ran a red light because I'll pull up.
Still the ones on Colorado Boulevard?
No, even down in Little Fun where I'm at, because I'll pull up to a couple of them and there's nobody within miles. You can see all four directions, nobody. And there's this one particular light that sits there for 5 minutes and will not change. So I blow through that every now and then.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you something. If you got pulled over for that, let's say hypothetically tomorrow morning you blow through that red light and you see the whoop, whoop, whoop lights come on and they pull you over. Do you feel that a Littleton police officer would cut you slack or not?
I would hope that would be a warning, because I would argue it would be like, dude, it is the middle of the night. Nobody is around. There's no reason for me to sit here.
Yeah, but I can play, devil's advocate
it's
and be that
red
cop.
Light.
All it takes is one car. You say nobody's around. There might be one person you don't see.
I was here, is what he would say. Yeah, you're right. I think there should be something with the lights that you should be able to treat those as a four-way stop no matter where you are from, like 1 a.m. to 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Like that little window when there really is nobody on the road.
It should be flashing red.
It should be flashing red at all intersections. You should be able to blow through those during that time of the night. It's just completely unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
It's stupid. The other one I do, and fortunately I drive America's pickup, is that I blast over speed bumps. I do not slow down for speed bumps.
Well, that's bad for your vehicle.
I have found the faster you go, the smoother it is when you go over those. I dare you to try it out. Don't slow down for the speed bumps. Speed up and you glide. Super easy. Way better for your vehicle, I think.
I won't be doing that.
Everyone inside. Yeah.
We can open this up if people want to call. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. The question is, what rules of the road do you ignore? I'll tell you another one. Turn signals. I strongly believe in turn signals. However, I will argue with people about the use of turn signals being a necessity when you're in a must-turn-only lane.
Correct, yeah.
I've gotten into arguments with people. Like, well, if you're in a lane that physically, because of the way the concrete is set up at the curbs, like some of those right-hand turns, you can't go straight and you can't go left because it is a...
Oh, you're in concrete, it. You got concrete on each side.
Concrete on both sides turning to the right.
Okay.
There's no other place for your car to go unless it levitated upward.
I agree with that one.
I don't understand the need to turn a turn signal on because the whole idea of a turn signal is to alert people around you of your intention. I intend to turn left. I intend to turn right. If there's no choice.
What if it's three lanes, boom, boom, boom. Lane four is you're turning right to get on a highway.
Mm-hmm.
Still a turn signal?
Well, it depends. Is it the kind where you could physically still go straight?
No.
That's what I'm talking about.
Physically, because they're not always concrete on both sides. You got your three lanes. The fourth one is going onto an on-ramp or whatever.
Then I say if there's not the concrete on both sides, I say you probably still should have the turn signal on because there are enough yahoos.
There you go.
Who will screw that up.
They're like, oh my God, I'm in a turn lane.
What about two left turn lanes?
Oh God.
Two left turn lanes.
Okay.
You're in the far left one. So there's even a car to your right that's turning left.
Oh.
Do you still have to have your turn signal on when you really can't go anywhere else?
No.
Because there are people out there who will fight with you over that. They will say, you still have to have your turn signal on.
That one's probably not necessary. But it's also the person that is the jerk in that second one over that when they go to turn, that they go over into your turn lane as they're turning.
Right, but that's a whole different
issue. That's a whole different issue.
So that's where I am with turn signals. If I can't physically go anywhere else, then I...
Not necessary.
If you need my turn signal on in that case, then you shouldn't be driving.
Yep.
If you can't figure out that person in the must turn right lane where there's concrete around them.
Solid.
If you can't figure it out, you should not have a driver's license.
This is a solid argument. Let's get DMV on the line, get things changed in the booklet immediately.